Welcome, Mignon.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks.
So even though we're in a drought here in northern Nevada, these winter storms are just slamming the East Coast lately. So we keep hearing the term snowmageddon. And when two words are shoved together like that, it's called a portmanteau. Mignon, what is that term exactly and where did it come from?
Right. Well, portmanteau, or sometimes they're called blends, are words that have two parts squished together. So the one you may have been hearing a lot recently is snowmageddon, right? Because snow combined with the last part of Armageddon, it's the end of times because of a snowstorm. You know, other examples are broasted chicken, which is broiled and roasted. That's a trademark. There's a broasted chicken company or the broasting company or something like that. So broasted is actually a trademark term.
Huh. I think my favorite is Brangelina.
Oh, right. Brad and Angelina. People do it with couples in Hollywood. So there are all sorts of portmanteaus. And portmanteau, the word itself, Lewis Carroll made it up. It's a type of suitcase that was more popular in his time. And this suitcase opens up into two separate parts. So he was thinking of these two parts of a suitcase that open up but then come back together to form one when he came up with the name portmanteau word.
And his poem Jabberwocky really utilizes this device quite a bit, right?
Yes, it's a fabulous poem. It's a nonsense poem. So it has all these made-up words in it, and some of them are portmanteau words. So slithy is a blend of slimy and lithe. And it has the word mimsy, which is a blend of miserable and flimsy. Here's the first line of the poem. It says, "'Twas brillig and the slithy toves." The whole thing is almost all nonsense words, and some of them are these blends or portmanteaus.
Quite a literary risk that has lived on.
Yes.
And so we hear portmanteaus all the time. Once you know that term and you hear some examples, suddenly you can't stop seeing the examples. But actually, the responses you've got, Mignon, from people nationwide is that they think they're kind of annoying, kind of cutesy.
Yeah, often people say, oh, another one of those words. Why can't we just use a normal word? And they think it's annoying. Marketers love them because they're so memorable. Think about staycation. You know, that one really caught on because it was so memorable and catchy. These words, they really do stick in people's minds, especially when they have good sounds that go together and that make sense. Staycation, you know, that emerged when the economy was bad and people couldn't travel. Not only did the sounds go well together, you know, it sounds right to your ear, but it also was a very timely word that a lot of people could imagine themselves doing a staycation. A lot of hotels were marketing, trying to get people in their local area to come for a staycation. So it sort of made sense for its time.
And along with all these portmanteaus we've talked about, like staycation, snowmageddon, there's another fun linguistic term called the snow clone. What is that?
It's when there's a phrase that becomes a template that gets used over and over. So one that is often used is gray is the new black, orange is the new black, pink is the new orange. It's a pattern that you can use in a lot of different ways. And a few years ago, linguists Glenn Whitman and Jeff Pullum came up with this name. So they call it a snow clone because the first one they identified and thought about was related to Eskimos. So you hear if Eskimos have 100 words for snow, then Hawaiians must have 100 words for surf. Or it becomes this template where you start with, if Eskimos have 100 words for snow, then so-and-so must have 100 words for something else. And it becomes a template, and people use it in a lot of different ways, and it starts popping up almost like a cliche. And so they called it a snow clone because the first one sort of that they could think of had to do with Eskimos and snow.
And I think an important one for us to mention in the snow clone category for Nevada would be what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Mignon Fogarty, Grammar Girl, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle.